Oh, the 5 on our 7905 is kind of hangy and swoopy, which is cool. Shows you one number and your home address. It's a little radical. So what's going on there, pal?
I started jonesing for you yesterday. Had to pull up
a couple of audio files and listen to your shit. It was always just with your voice that you'd start fucking getting people riled up. So here I am in Belton. Early morning walkers are out and the wind's going, and this is the kid who's
brand new song. Well, I was got stuck on a song called Go 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 and it just got maddening. This is the new one. No words, but it's awesome.
So I was thinking this morning, when you get older, I think you start realizing your age when your butthole starts really giving you fucking problems. Like, it just starts fucking pissing you off. You realize that fucking the butthole, it's like I have to put cream on it because it hurts. I don't know if it's because of excessive pooping sometimes, but I did have a tear in my anus from the doctor had prescribed me some suppositories and how to put creams on it, but sometimes it just starts giving me problems. Carrie bought me a monkey butt powder. Which, funny enough, makes it worse. Makes my ass worse. It doesn't fucking cure the itch or give me this, like, relief or remedy. It makes it fucking worse. Monkey butt. But that's a great fucking cover. There's a monkey with a big red ass. So that's A. And I think it's part of, like, getting bigger and filling out more. Wow, the sky's kind of cool today. A bunch of little horizontal chiclets. So, the other thing is that I realized that the whole debate about homosexuality, too. It's like, the butt causes so much fucking grief with people. It's like, let's get over it. Like, yesterday, Obama finally agreed to let gays and lesbians get covered as federal employees in a same-sex union. It's like, well, no shit. Why didn't that shit fucking happen a long time ago? And then all of this shit that Obama's doing is only making all the fucking right-wingers that much more pissed off. And then you create this cycle over and over again. I was thinking last night, Carrie and I were watching a show, and I was thinking, you know, there's anything that constantly and continually causes problems and has failed us over and over again because it's not effective, it's the government. I mean, it keeps everything in line and it gives us this structured, ordered way of living and it protects us and shit like that. I see the benefits, but overall, when I think government, I think, God damn, what a failed fucking institution. I mean, the deal with government employees is like trying to fucking have a conversation with my big toe about Plato and his ideas. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing here. You're not going to reply. You're an ugly big fucking toe looking thing that won't understand what I'm talking about. At any rate, I don't know what would be the replacement. Maybe a really nice company like Google. Maybe Google could run us as a country. Seems like it already does anyway. I was reading an article yesterday about how it was in the Atlantic, which I love the Atlantic Monthly, and there was a thing about, is Google making us stupid? And the author was talking about how he can't concentrate on books anymore. Well, I know the feeling. It's hard to, for me especially, being a father and having all these things parceled out, it's easier for me to do audiobooks, but maybe that's a part of my thing, too, because I used to be an avid fucking big-ass reader, and now I do audiobooks and things and snippets, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know, it's making us exclusively stupid. I think it's making us less thorough, which could be making us stupid. But on a last note here, I've probably already mentioned this, maybe I didn't. I tell you what, there's some things in life that jam up, slap me in the face, and I'm very proud and happy that I get a chance to run into some of these people, like old Ken up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, whenever I did my hubcap with him. great guy. Awesome to get hooked up with him. Love the fucking fact that,
you know, it was an artistic venture and he was such a cool cat. It was all good. The other thing is this guy
owns a lawn and garden business up here on 140th Street. And I tell you what, he is a ragtag dude. I mean, he looks smashed. Two front teeth missing. You know, just an old gray-haired dude. His shop is fucking... I mean, it looks like a bomb went off. Literally. There's one skeleton light in there, no air conditioning. Shop looks like it's falling apart. Front window's never been fucking clean. And he's a nice fella. You get out there and you start talking, you know he's a learned individual. Nice fella. He just wants to fucking be real with the world. And I'm trying to get a wheel replaced on my Toro after last week's fucking... Here he is, right there on the fucking corner. Here he is. Driving by right now. Anyway, he's one of those guys. We got out there and started chewing the cud. I told him about my bad week and my flat panel TV getting busted by Miles. And, you know, he's sitting there fucking just... talking to me about parenting and all this shit. And there's just these guys in the service industry. It seems like I get more acquainted with them than friends and other people anymore. And I remember the shit that he says and the way he says it, who he is and what he is. And he's from the old school. Doesn't fucking give a shit about technology. Has one phone number. Doesn't write down my name. You know, he's like, give me a call today sometime. I'll see if I can find what you're looking for. And kind of a hassle, but overall he's just one of those guys that's solid gold, man. Just you're thankful that these kinds of guys are keeping it real, are keeping it low rent on this planet. It's pretty fucking cool. As I head into another day of work, getting ready to kick it all in the balls. Ball kicking. You enjoy it over there, pal. Kick some balls around too, huh?
Hold on. Let's take you out here. Hold on.